In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful.
I really thank everyone for their contribution to the class and the homework sent, especially from the second row in the class.
Thank you. I did my best with the book.
Yes.
Today you're going to get a lot of assignments from me.
Yes. You're going to cover and share us during this session. As an introduction, we have to say that Enshara Surah is the mate for mate or couple for the Zohar Surah. It has many similarities, especially structural similarities. From the second point we have mentioned here, I mean structural similarities, we are going to connect two surahs to each other. What do we mean by connecting?
Finding similarities.
Does that mean it reaches?
Yes. It means parasiting.
Swapping
the concepts in each surah from the similar, let's say, bridge.
What is the result of this swapping? What would be the result?
Yes. Getting to know the contrast or the point of view to a single subject. Okay, then, what would be?
Make a rule.
A general rule. Why do we say general?
Because it's going to cover up and learn most of the points.
Because we have changed or swapped our point of views according to a single subject. Can you name another benefit?
In the end, we come up to some commands like God.
And expectations.
And expectations. Or commitments.
Commands and expectations. The more important thing would be the third one. Yes, to know the concepts mentioned in one surah according to the other.
You can spread the unknowns to know.
Yes. In this way you can spread unknown.
Meaning coming to the light from darkness?
Yes.
Yes.
Just like this. Let's say in the first surah it mentions that aflaha mansaka. It means that the one who does the zakava or tazkiyah, what I don't know the
purity.
Does the purity would be prosperous or something like this?
Or reach salvation.
Reach salvation.
Purifying.
Purity.
Purity.
Okay, here it says that purifying.
Purifying.
Results in purifying. Results in prosperity. Okay. It doesn't say anything more in this one.
We want to know more about the subject. We can select the surah which contains the root zakaba, which is purifying, or the root aflaha, which is salvation.
Like the surah, we have a surah called Mu'minun. It starts with
al-aflaha.
So one of the major focuses of the Mu'min Surah would be on the ways of
salvation.
So in order to complete our discussion about aflaha or purification, we can make some statements from Mu'min Surah and then add it to the surah we have, Shams Surah. And also Zakaba appears in many surahs, but like Aflahaman Tazakka or so on.
So according to this manner, you can connect all the surahs like a tree, but from different point of views.
It means that when you want to study the topic fala or salvation, you have many surahs as a choice of studying. The first one, Shams, Mu'minun, and so on.
The important thing is, by contrasting these surahs, you can find the different point of views of these surahs according to the subject you have taken. Really important. If you do not contrast the surahs according to the subject, you may have wrong understandings. You may get wrong understandings about the so-called subject. Okay.
So, in order to connect, we mentioned that a very nice, a very simple way is to draw a table of subjects of both surahs and then connect the surahs from the similar structure, similar words, or similar concepts. Here, Zakaba was exactly the root here, and I connected them directly. But in the second surah, Zakaba may not appear. But another thing related to Zakaba may show itself. Say, Taharat.
Taharat is a word close, its meaning is close to Zakaba, it's purification.
If a surah also contains the word Taharat, can be related indirectly to the topic of.
The soul
is. Yes. I just wanted to notice that the similarities should not be exactly the same root. It can be the relevant subjects around our main subject. Okay. Last, the previous session we have withdrawn a table for Zuha Surah. It had four parts, four main parts. A swearing, the response to the swear, or a law. And it follows by interrogation. And ended up by some. We have done the same thing, or you have done the same thing to the Insharah Surah. If you start with interrogation. But the interrogations, you notice that they are different, spaces of different. A rule or a law, twice,
for emphasizing,
or for another thing, and
then,
and commands. Okay.
As you can see, the similarities in structure
is really apparent. You have interrogations, you have commands, and you have laws. The only missing thing in Insharah Surah would be a swearing. In order to connect the surah, we have to completely know the exact relation between the parts in Insharah Surah first, and then move through these paths to get to new understanding. I need a volunteer to talk about Insharah Surah only in 5 minutes. Explain it. A new volunteer.
Exactly. That's the point. From the last room.
Switch it.
Okay, I would pick myself. Miss Mushtaqi.
Absent.
Miss Mir Malik Sani. Absent. Miss Madani. Absent.
Everybody are absent.
Miss Zamani.
I'm absent.
Miss Badsab. Please come on. Just talk about the Insharah Surah in 5 minutes. Where, if you are comfortable over there, you can write something. They ask you to come here.
Please come here.
We would turn to you. Okay. Turn around.
He's saying to Prophet Muhammad, didn't we expand your heart or breast? And the second verse said, and we somehow you had some difficulties, and we solved your difficulties. You become the take out
unloading.
Pardon?
Unloading.
Yes,
kind of
unloading your difficulties that you were in. Those difficulties that really hurt you and, you know, hurt your back. I mean, that difficulties were kind of, you know, hurt you a lot in your way. And also we hope you that, your saying will be, somehow ascending to us.
Widespread.
Ascending to me as God. And I think these four verses are not just related to Prophet Muhammad. God wants to talk with us about that we were the people, I was the person who let you, expand your heart, expand your breast. And also I was the one who helped you, I mean, to you upload your difficulties, I mean, to solve your problems. Here, I think these four verses are somehow related to each, together, because as a kind of, I think, I mean, some verses that God once said that there are some commands, there are some statements, you can say, that God explains to Prophet Muhammad. Then there are two verses, Fainamal Usra Yusra, Fainamal Usra Yusra. I think these two verses are also related to each other. We can, I mean, bring them together because the meaning are the same. It means that after or at the same time that we are in difficulties, there is an ease. And sometimes there are some different translation for these two verses. It means that some believe that there is a ease after I mean difficulty. But so I believe, and some other translation and interpretation believe that at the same time that we are in the difficulty, there is an ease. And also the other two verses somehow related to each other. Fa'ida kharafta fansa wala rabbata farba. If I think before, if somebody wants to be, to get approached to God, and he at first he should, I mean, there shouldn't be any difficulty. He shouldn't feel that he is in difficulty, and he should be free of everything. And how one can be free of everything? I think at first, person who helped the people, somehow to help people be out of the difficulties. I mean, help people to be out of Layl or Saja, and help them to be in the light and to feel ease, like when we see some poor people that we help.
Please
them
don't move to the Zohar Surah.
And if we, I mean, that if we help, not just God said, when we help people to remove from their difficulties and have ease, to be ease, they will. It causes that how God helps them to, I mean, to ascending to God and to be approached to God. Let's see.
So, as a conclusion,
you say that what are the relation between these two parts? You say that the first part is the proving. Or the law in the second part. Okay. Do you want to know that Enamal Usra Yusra means that with difficulty comes the ease? This is the law. And it is emphasized in the surah. With difficulty comes the ease. So, you can prove it where? Alam nashrah laka sadrak.
Yes.
Nashrah laka sadrak. Expand your heart, you said.
Rest.
What is the... Is it difficulty or ease?
It is ease.
So, a difficulty exists here. What is the contraction?
The problems that...
Burden. But here it says that expand your heart. It is focusing on
ease.
The second verse it says, "Vavazakno anka bezrak." It's again ease, focusing on ease.
Yeah.
But it said, "Alladi anqadha zahrak."
Difficulties.
Yes, difficulties. But in a really short verse. The third verse says, "Barakhano laka zik." What is this?
Ease.
Here, the surah wants you to see the ease more than the difficulty. So, one of the contrasts between these two surahs is that in Zohar surah you have Zohar and what? Layl as a Sajda. The two opposite things and two complementary mechanisms.
Yes.
And in an interrogation, you could see that alam yajidka yatiman fa. You saw the both zuha part, which is awa, and the light part, which is yatim. But why? Because the swearings were complementary and showed two different states. But here, we want to say that with difficulty comes the ease, and our focus is on ease. So, in the interrogation, we have to focus more on the zuha or on the ease. Okay? This is one contrast. So, it wants to prove enna ma'al usra yusra, but with more focus on yusra. Here we mentioned that we have two states in Zuha Surah, the swearings, which look opposite but have complementary roles. Okay. And we modeled these two states. We said that Zuha is the state of brightness and Lail is the state of darkness. Here you do not know something, here you get to know the thing. Okay? In the interrogation or in all parts of the surah, these two states showed themselves. Alam yajid ka yatiman fa'awa, yatim was equalized to the state of darkness, which is the lack of supporting, and awa would be the state of brightness, which is fulfilling the need of yatim. So here all the surah had equally explained all the things. But here he mentioned that in this law, ease is more focused or more emphasized, and we can see it in the interrogations mentioned.
Excuse me, I don't know whether this is right or not. This is in the law.
Yes.
But yours doesn't have alif, so it's going to be indefinite. So we are going to have two times. Okay?
Yes.
Indefinite one and one time. Yes.
That's a good point. One of the interpreters on the Inshirah Surah has mentioned that Inna ma'al usri yusra, fa inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri.
The so-called
says that it's the emphasis on the law. Very easily. The interpreter says that alif lam is for definite things. It means that you say Miss Ashman.
You know him. No, you know her.
So, if I talk about Miss Ajmandi in two sentences, Miss Ajmandi doesn't differ. But Yusra or Tanvin, we don't have Tanvin. Is a sign of indefinite things or unknowns. When you say a man is coming, and when you continue that, a man went, a man in the first sentence with the second sentence can be different. So the interpreter says that here in these verses it says the single difficulty results in or is within
is surrounded by
within or surrounded by. Double easy. It means that with each difficulty you have two ease. Okay, one ease may be
having
in
hereafter.
The hereafter. Or no, you can say that all the yos are here.
You can say that os. You can draw something like this. Os.
Os is surrounded with yos.
Or is.
Here, in this row or in the interrogation, magnifies what?
Yos.
So, the drawing tends to be like this. Different point of views. What happens when you see os or difficulty like this?
Do not pay attention to the difficulties because you know that
your patience or tolerance
will increase.
Will increase. Patience or tolerance increases.
Do not take it serious.
Okay. And then, yes, hope increases. We have a word in this surah, a root in the surah, exactly equal to the statement we have mentioned here. What is the word? No? No? إِلَى رَبِّكَ
رَكْبَتْ رَكْبَتْ. Is it endeavor, yes?
Is it
right? Endeavor?
This is a trying.
Ishtiyaq.
Desire.
Ambition. Ambition. No, ambition.
Desire. Ambition is arzu will.
Passion is the strong longing. When you see difficulty like this,
Zealous. Yeah, to be zealous means to have a great desire to do something. Yes.
This kind of looking at the phenomena increases your desire or zealousness.
Zealous.
Okay. Many words.
All of them are synonyms, but yes,
so,
are they similar to the concept of Mofa Raja? Are they similar to this concept?
Raja. It's the practical view or practical meaning for Raja. Raja is something internal, but Raghbat is showed up.
No, I mean yos and os, are they similar to the whole?
They can be modeled as.
Yes.
Okay. So,
what does it about the commands of Allah?
My English is not very good. Not good at this class. You mean ragaba is yos?
I say that looking at ease and difficulty like this increases your desire to do something, do actions, do commands. Because you know that if you do something difficult, you are to serve, you are to be served by to ease. So you do not fear from, do not fear anymore from difficulties. You would search for difficulties.
Yes. So this is the system. We have the system. Os is and os.
Yes.
So you can
rather
kind of desire
to push you. It pushes
yeah.
you.
It
means
what
does
it
mean?
Yeah.
I have an idea.
It motivates you.
Stay here.
Excuse me, I fixed the question. Can fans be
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
And I got a problem with the meaning of this verse. That,
nice.
That does God know that even saying prayer or worshiping him is a kind of bothering for us?
No. Not a bother. Because we have to define os from other surahs.
Okay.
The os is not the thing we are thinking about. We say os as a thing that has a burden on us. Or
isn't it a burden?
Has a pressure on it.
Because I guess life is more difficult when you believe in God. Because you have frames, you have
intentions. These are duties. These are
realizations. And there are.
Yes.
When they are going to define the meaning of sap,
mm-hmm.
they are the different factors that
yes.
we are going to be patient about them. Okay? One of them is praying. Like for example, fasting is going to make some difficult. It's difficult.
Yes.
Okay? Or praying. Or
yes.
saying you're praying, you look at there, maybe you are not in the right place. Okay? Don't think that you are in the stomach comfort. Just think that you are somewhere that is hard for you to say your prayer. But you do that, okay? It's a kind of, yes, needs some kind of difficulty. Even, yes, covering
a job,
yes, and keeping a job. So they are going to be kind of difficult, for sure.
Would you please, if you have time, find the meaning of those lives of
Usra, we have to move on. A surah called Balad for this definition. But as a whole, we can say that something about it's related to this world or is intrinsic. Characteristic or intrinsic property of this world. Okay? When we move on to the other world or the hereafter, as you mentioned, there would be no also. There would be no difficult or host. Why it happens? It is because the limitations in the world we are living, like the time, the limitations.
Like our body.
Yes, body.
Environment.
The laws, the governing laws, and so, let's give an example. When you want to say that eat something, eat a food, what should you do?
Have a food first.
Prepare or buy ingredients, yes, ingredients.
Money.
How long it takes?
3 or 4 hours.
15 minutes.
How long it takes to eat it?
10 or 15 minutes.
10 minutes.
You do such.
You
do such processes or progresses in order to eat only. This is called os. These are called us. These are due to the limitations. But in the verses, in the holy book, we have that in paradise, you say, they want to eat something and it is.
It comes.
It appears, it comes. There is no difficulty. There is no. Only your will. Okay, but here you need to follow following the processes, many opposing things appear. Here, there is no food. So the grocery doesn't have the things you need.
Limitations.
It means limitations. Other than, say that you are with the car, you are driving at a speed of 30 kilometers per hour. What are the opposing forces?
Air.
Air. The
friction.
Asphalt.
The gas.
Yes. And so on. These are the opposing forces, and you should overcome them to drive or move forward with the speed of 30 kilometers. In the limitations, in our world, also exist opposing things. You want to get a university degree. What are the processes?
Passing examination, and so on.
What are the opposing things?
Everything is opposing when you're studying.
You can be
teachers,
especially yourself.
Yeah,
yes, yourself. How can you? How can you yourself be an opposing thing for?
Waking up early in the morning.
No. How can you oppose yourself?
Lazy.
Yes. Being lazy.
Keep on telling yourself that I'm bored. I'm tired.
And being talented in that field.
Not talented.
It's a fault, you know.
Sorry, I may have a question.
Yes.
Because my Arabic also means bad. Then, so are they necessarily simultaneous or the alternative?
It's still ma'a.
Your ma'a also means then in Arabic.
We have bad. We have the exact word bad in other sources. Say ashallah bad usra yusra. But here it comes. Here wants to emphasize that they are together, whether here after each other, but they are a package. They are all together. If you do not see them together, your tolerance, patience would be decreased, and your desire would be
unfulfilled.
Okay, we have mentioned these examples to define that us is related to the limitations we have in this world. Each goal you have, and you want to achieve it, or arrive at it, achieve it, you should follow some processes, and some opposing things to overcome in order to reach that goal. So it's not only the things you say that I have a burden, I am under pressure. They are not pressure. It stands for all the processes or all the steps in front of you in order to reach a goal. That is the meaning of OSR.
Obstacles,
yes. And getting to know the obstacles is really important, and the way to overcome them.
But why we cannot find the use maps in real life? The point is this.
Yes, because
some time we can find after the
message.
Why?
Because we do not look at the things.
They say that in every disaster lies a miracle.
Yes.
You should just open your eyes to find out.
Say that. If your bag is stolen, what are the yusr in this phenomenon?
Yeah.
How can you see a yusr in it?
The lesson that I get.
It's an art. Art of seeing ease in every difficulty.
To be more careful. To protect my possessions.
Dude, sometimes you are very careful. Then you should
be more careful.
You want to defend
organization for your credits. No more
travel lighter when you go somewhere that it has a risk of, you know, being stolen.
And I get the positive.
And it makes us be aware that everybody is not like us. This is very important.
Yeah.
You know, when we think that the other people are like us, then we go to kind of sleeping. We don't think that there might be some kind of difficulty or some people that they are going to harm us. See, if I suppose that it's a bad event that's going to happen, that is stealing somebody's bag. But what is important, it's going to broaden our viewpoint, that see the world, both good and bad points together, not thinking that it's only and only purely good. No, it's not.
And one more statement, sorry for interruption, can be that not necessarily Austria and yours cannot be equal. Sometimes the Austria is too much, you should just find ways to ease yourself. It cannot be in the size, it cannot be in the equal.
But you can turn back to your action.
Yes,
sign to turn back to your action.
What, punishment of something? Maybe?
Yes.
Oh.
It may.
But do you think Alan is that much?
That much? Low level?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, maybe the action.
I don't think so.
I don't say that I'm not doing this.
Because
it's,
of that.
It's a law.
Action
is a law.
It's
a law.
Once you have stolen someone's.
Besides,
your
heart, it's a kind of.
Your head to the wall, what happens?
It hurt.
It breaks. Okay? Does God do this?
No.
So it's exactly your action that followed a law and concluded to a result. Easily.
So
every phenomenon has a lesson for us.
In a bigger viewpoint, because it happened to me, not on my back, something more valuable. That for 1 month, I was about to decide that I don't want this belief. Okay, why should I believe in God that when I'm not at home, that He's not going to care of my valuables? And then for 1 month, really, I was fighting with myself that should I say my prayer longer? Should I say, be careful about the other people? Should I be kind with the other people when the other people are not kind with me? It makes some kind of contradictions, and then you are on a two-way road to decide that what you want to be.
Yeah.
She said that is a kind of test. It's a kind of test to choose your way, what you want to be. Are you going to be a believer? Or no, you are going to set it aside and say that, okay, thank God, I don't need it.
Mr. Rezuzoda has a statement, a very nice statement. He says that when you do not spend your money, spend your time in the right way, you would spend it on the wrong way. Definitely. Or when you don't, here you have to give money to the yatim or miskin. If you don't, you have to lose your back.
understand the analysis you just said, God nearly said such a thing. You should accept in the Mahabharata a lesson, simply. This is the use here, it's just a lesson.
No, lesson is here. When you get to know the lesson, your life would be it helps you to live your life better. That's called. It means that the result of this phenomena helped you get more careful about.
Sometimes it's not as a result. Just suppose that you have an economic problem in your life, in your family, but you have a good family. Your relationship with your family, your parents, is really good. It is and not yours beside that post. Just think that you don't have a good family and you have a, really, really difficult economic problem that is not, it cannot be solved for a long time.
Say that you have a system, you give an input, and it has an output. The lesson you have learned has the role of a feedback. What happens to the input according to the feedback? It is changed or correct. So the output would be corrected too, and in this manner you can live life. This is the case. Because you get to know more the opposing things, the ways to move further in detail, and then you can easily overcome. We have talked about this, man.
Not here in the class, yes.
No, not that to repeat it. It was great.
Okay. The repeating of the law also has another meaning, other than emphasis. To notice the word fat. What is the application of fat?
This is that fat in the first verse is something in general for everyone, for the whole world. Mm-hmm. And in the second verse is about just the prophet.
Maybe vice versa.
Yeah.
Vice versa. This is for the prophet. We had interrogations. Alan Ashraf, like I said, So it comes each difficulty comes an ease. So when you get to know this law, then as an introduction or as generalizing this law, so faiza faratta pansad baila rabbika. So here, the first
law would be in the conclusion, but the second law
is as an introduction or generalized one. So these contrasts can be seen.
Or another thing, according to the surah, can be related to each other just like host and user. How can you say that? We want to relate these two according the law itself.
إِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى. How can we say that?
In the relation of these two verses. According to the law that you are talking about.
Okay.
This ma or being together can be seen in
they are together. It's a structural point only.
It says that the commands, what are the relations of the laws
or interrogation to the commands? Misvejdani, absence, misizadi.
Yeah. Actually, I love to learn about the
But wait, wait, we are in the Enshirah Surah.
Okay, what can you say about the comment? فَإِذَا فَرَحْتَ سَبْ إِلْمَ رَبِّكَ The one who understood. The law that with difficulty comes the east, he would what?
Finish the course.
When finishes or accomplishes an action, starts the next.
Wait, 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 wait.
No, no, please, only from its
translation. Say a statement from its translation first, and then you will move on.
So, Faizo Farakta Fans. Who does this? The one who understands the law. So, Ensap is. What? Welcoming the difficulty. Farata it. The ease.
This is just like graduation. We have graduation in university, but it says that there is no graduation. Because you should start another thing.
Can you shouldn't call God just in troubles.
Like yes.
Whenever you're on ease, you don't forget that you're on God.
Yes.
Because people usually forget easily. They forget God.
Yes, yes.
When they face a trouble, please God help me.
And what is the role of Ragaba or the desire?
Just the motivation. Is of Arata. Here it comes Ragaba acts as the
fab between them.
Because if there is no desire, when you get to ease, you never welcome the next difficulty.
So Ragaba is
motivation.
And what is the main motivation in this surah?
twice, and then there is a God who is with you, and also the yos or the is are more pronounced in order to motivate you more.
Yes. Yes.
We can focus on the word rab, the root rab. What is the meaning of rab?
Creator and nurture.
No. The Arabic meaning. So, shay'in ila jahat al-kamal wa raf'il nabat.
Why something?
It means that leading a thing to perfection. Compensate the flaws or defects.
You can call trainer rap. Why? Because the trainer shows the way in order to strengthen or develop or enhance the ability of the training. So, he or she leads a person to his perfection. And the person, the trainee, can compete the others. Okay. Why is God rap? Shows the way.
And then send the messenger.
In this surah, we can say that moving to the perfection and compensate the defect has difficulties. It means that it should you should follow some processes. Here we need a leader, okay, to lead you from difficulty to. And it can be kept in mind, it should be kept in mind that ease is more pronounced in mind. Ease should be more pronounced in mind. And then, as of Farata Fansab, what should you do? What works you should do? Or what difficulties you should welcome? What type of difficulties? You should welcome the difficulties which lead you to perfection and compensate your defects. Say that you do not know the lesson. You are not familiar with the lesson, or you do not understand the lesson. What should you do?
Try to learn
the study.
Sleep next.
Or teach to others. And so on. In order to
learn.
All of these processes had difficulties. But the difficulties you have chosen lead you to the perfection.
So, this is a art of you to select between difficulties. The difficulties,
select
them.
Priority.
Or
to
choose them.
You can choose them.
You can choose which one? Which particular role you are going to?
You can choose teaching, you can choose another thing. You cannot transcend here.
Most of the time it's out of our hands.
Yes. The times which are...
I know. What is your problem? Your problem is the time which is difficulty out of our... out of our own hands.
For example, when you lose a relative or close family member.
So, what is your heart in this type? What is your art? Sorry.
So, live in the moment and do our best.
To use. In the best, to use this in the best way
to know the priority of the
this way to
lead to perfection.
How can you use the lesson?
Yes, you get the lesson that all the things
solve this father's death, for
example.
So
you
you
have limited time to have your father.
It's not a game, you know. When you lose your father, there's no gain actually.
When you
no.
lose your father, what do you do next?
Just be patient.
No other option. Being patient is a passive response.
It's not an active response. You repeat all the things, memories, and say that it was better for me to do more things for my father.
So you plan for the things you have now.
No, not khairat. You have a mother. You have a mother, you have a kid, you have a husband.
So do in a way that if you lose them again, or you lose another thing in your life, do not regret.
Here is to
badge
So this, I want to talk about these interrogations, which are really important.